Hello, my name's Arena. I'm one of the wellbeing practitioners at PAWS at UAB. At PAWS, we provide a mental health and emotional support drop-in. We're based at the Lodge building just by the North Gate, and you can come and talk to us without having an appointment. Or, if you're unable to come to the drop-in on campus, you can access us by registering online on the internet wellbeing pages and request a Zoom or phone call instead. At PAWS, we recognise and encourage using the arts and creativity and having fun as a way of connecting with each other and an important part of being happy and for emotional wellbeing. We recognise that poetry is a really helpful way to express emotions, ideas, putting into words, caption what you may be thinking or feeling in ways that you can be felt understood. Poetry offers a space to be reflective. You may gain insight into your own feelings, reading others' words. That can be so powerful. I'm going to read two poems that captures just this. It allows a voice to many who tend to feel invisible. This is part of disability awareness, and this year it focuses on disabilities, hidden disabilities. I have chosen the poems to share with you, written by Nikki Satterlund, because she helps to highlight, using her own experiences of autism, capturing her own difficulties around social communication, how hard she finds this, and how lonely it can feel for her being misunderstood. But also, on the flip side, she shares that her autism is an amazing gift, and how she sees herself and the world. So I allow you to sit still and listen to these poems and just think about whatever comes up for you. Maybe you're able to relate to it. And if you are interested in poetry, you're welcome to come to PAWS. We have a poetry group, or come and speak to us about some of your emotions. Okay, the first poem I'm going to read to you is called Living on a Spectrum by Nikki Satterlund. I live on a spectrum of colours and lights, where here it is dark and here it is bright, but mostly I balance on the shades in between. In my world, yellow is happy and blue is sad, and a rainbow is what I am. A rainbow of colours, the shape of a circle, where the ink bleeds from beginning to end. My colours, they shine like lights, bursting from me. Society wants to dim the lights, put a lid on them, tuck them away from everyone's eyes. Because, somehow, I'm never enough. I'm always too much. Not disabled enough for this, too disabled enough for that, not gay enough for this, too gay for that. But my world, this spectrum, is not a puzzle, though I am a piece. There are no slots, no puzzle-shaped holes. But maybe this piece was not meant to fit in. Maybe none of us were. I'll spin, I'll stim, I'll flap. I'll be who I am, and love who I love, and think how I think, and stand where I stand. I'll drop my balancing act, and cap the lid. Let out my light, and break out the shades in between. The next poem I'm going to read to you is called The Other Side of the Glass, again by Nikki Sutherland. I see you smile, and I laugh. I laugh when they laugh, try to reach them, but I can't. So they just pass on by. Because it's hard to reach the world when you're watching from a distance. I'm so tired of being different. So I'm waiting here on the other side of the glass. I watch the raindrops drip slowly down the cool silken glass. Maybe I'm slow, or maybe they're fast. I try to go where they go, or these people who love me, but they don't even know. Because it's hard to teach a world that keeps you at a distance. It's hard. But I'll keep learn to be proud of being different. I'll keep waiting here on the other side of the glass. And when the glass is clean, I see through it clearly. But fingerprints, smudges and cracks? I can't see a thing through this glass. But in the reflections, I see beauty you never can, standing here on the other side of the glass.